You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal!
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill. Alex Dunn and Pete Farries here, looking ahead to the best of the Championship this weekend. Six games to go at in just a few moments. And hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two, maybe even three. Four might be pushing it a bit. How are you, Mr. Farries?
I'm fine, thank you, Alex Dunn. How are you?
Very good.
And how are you, listener? Great to hear, or bad to hear, depending on how you currently are.
Exactly. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Mm,
God, the Championship.
Well, that's the motivational phrase I say to myself every week as I prep this thing. Sometimes you can find riches and prices beyond compare or imagination, and sometimes you back a team that are 1-3 and have won 15 of their last 15 games against a side who've lost 14 of their last 14, and you get battered.
Yeah.
It's the Championship, it's betting, but like I say, if you can get it right, if you can find your way through this, you can make untold riches. I'm talking kind of like The Hobbit dragon style riches, or if you will, Scrooge McDuck.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Let's just have a brief overview of what we've seen recently and so far indeed in the Championship. Brighton, top of the table, still unbeaten.
Yeah, and yet not impressive. Bizarre, isn't it? I mean, impressive in terms of their results, their work rate. But defensively, you know, they've conceded not tons of goals, but, you know, 14. There's two or three teams who've conceded less. In terms of goals, 24. There's quite a few teams who've scored more. And yet somehow they're getting the job done. This is Chris Hughton's way. And he's a fantastic manager and a very good bloke. And Brighton are doing brilliantly. Middlesbrough, well, the issue for Middlesbrough often isn't this stage of the season. It's the second half of the season, which is Borough's issue. Derby have won 8 of their last 10 matches, lost just one. They've suddenly remembered who they are over the last couple of months. Hull, you know, also not been phenomenal at any point, but have been ticking over. Then silly result against Bristol City, getting beaten by Derby is no great shame. Burnley, the dark horse, if you will, waiting in the wings. Birmingham's form has dropped away home and away. Ipswich have suddenly kicked back into gear. You know, QPR are trying to get a new manager. Fulham are trying to get a new manager. Blackburn have made themselves very hard to beat of late. At the other end, of course, Bolton, players not getting paid. You know, a big worry for them. And yet, just one home loss this season and actually an impressive performance. Certainly second half against Brentford. Rotherham have improved massively under Neil Redfern, haven't they? Back-to-back wins for Rotherham. And by the way, we'll talk about them soon and could be interesting value this weekend. Huddersfield are struggling a little bit, but when's their new manager effect going to kick back in? Charlton won two of their last three, of course. Bristol City hard to beat. It, absolute chaos, as always.
We'll just go back to the top quickly.
Yeah.
The top five, Brighton, Borough, Derby, Hull and Burnley, already are 6 points clear of Birmingham in sixth place. It's beginning to look a little bit like those five are well and truly set. They're battling for the two places. The other three will get in the playoffs. And then you're looking from one from a number to fill that final spot. It may not be quite as, you know, cut and dried as that. When it comes down to it. But it is looking very much like its own little mini league.
Well, to a certain extent, yeah. And that makes the prices on the promotion market fascinating because you've got a team who are unbeaten, not lost yet. We're 18 games in. We're almost at Christmas. They've not lost. And they're fourth favs for promotion, Brighton. Now, that's a fascinating thing in terms of a betting market, isn't it?
Mm.
Unbeaten, fourth favs, top of the table. They're 5-4 for promotion. So that, to me, is fascinating. I mean, there is an interesting argument that as soon as they do lose a game, what happens to them then? When they're no longer immortal, what happens to them then? But the point is that 5-4 right now in the promotion markets, Alex, where for a team who haven't yet lost a game and we're heading into the Christmas period, is a pretty interesting price, isn't it? Burnley, for me, are fascinating at 9-4. And if you want a little outsider nibble as well, a team who are improving massively and are kicking on and, you know, are only what? Goal difference outside of the playoffs right now. Goal difference outside of the playoffs. Ipswich are 9-1 for promotion, which as a punt does seem big.
Well, it does when you compare it to Middlesbrough and Derby, who are both 1-2, 4-7, massively odds on. I think if you're going to have a bet on that promotion market and you're confident, if you're going to back Middlesbrough or Derby at that price, just back them to win the league.
Yes, no, I agree. At that because price, yeah.
And the playoffs, put it this way, if those sides are in the playoffs, then they won't be 1-2 to go up then, will they?
But 9-1, I mean, the Brighton one stands out at 5-4 because of where they are and how they're playing. And then the Ipswich one being only goal difference out of the playoffs.
I do like that Ipswich bet.
With, of course, a record of being around there come crunch time, 9-1's huge.
Right, we're going to mention some of the, we're going to talk about some of the games, the teams that we've already mentioned in some of the games, some that we're not. For example, Brighton, we're not going to mention them. But they're at home to Charlton, who you'd expect Brighton to be winning that one.
Yeah, but then, of course, being the Championship, that could be the first game that Brighton lose.
It could well be.
It's too short for me, that game, to want to have a too strong opinion on Brighton, I felt.
OK, well, we're going to start with the Friday night kickoff, which is Ipswich against Middlesbrough, 7:45 on Friday. We've already touched on both teams already. Ipswich are 15-8, the draw is 11-5, and Middlesbrough are 6-4. Ipswich in seventh, in really good form at the minute, and they're a side that, when they are in form, they can be pretty formidable, to be honest. But then, when they're out of form, they are hopeless for a few games. That's just sort of how they go. Middlesbrough are just relentlessly consistent. They have been throughout the season. They lost at Hull a few games ago, and that was a bit of a blow, but they've bounced back with 2-0 since then against QPR and Huddersfield. They were probably outclassed in midweek by Everton, but again, there's no shame in that whatsoever. It might actually do them a favour being out of the cup now, at this stage. Tricky one to call this.
I don't think it is.
Ipswich are a big price, but there'll be people looking at Middlesbrough and going, you know what, 6-4 for a side that win more than they don't, pretty big as well.
The home team has won the last 6 meetings between these two sides. Borough have an atrocious record at Portman Road. They can't get going. In fact, they've only scored once there in the last 3 games. It is a tricky tricky journey, that. Obviously, they've travelled down earlier, of course, but it's still tricky. Mix in with the fact that Borough played on Tuesday night, have had only Wednesday and Thursday before playing what will be, of course, the Friday night game. Mm-hmm. There was a great stat I saw on Twitter. I need to check the validity, but just have a little look on Twitter of it. If you have only 2 days rest in comparison to 3 before a game, you are 40% less likely to win the match. Now, you might draw it.
Yeah.
You might draw it.
Yeah.
But you are a lot less likely to win the match. So that's fascinating to me. Now,
would you take a draw here as a Middlesbrough fan, or do you think the Middlesbrough players, staff, would be content with a draw here?
They'd be content with a draw.
Given that they could go top with a win. If they win this, they will go top for at least a day. Do you not think that they'll be going all out, or do you think they'll just go, look, sometimes you've just got to sort of accept?
Well, they might go all out, but if there's 10 minutes to go and it's 1-1, I think they'll accept the 1-1 or the 0-0. I mean, the one thing I'd say about Ipswich, obviously, is that they haven't won a huge amount of games at home this season, just 3 home wins.
Which is surprising.
It is surprising. But then they've only lost once, and that's the top of the table, Brighton.
Yeah.
Also, they score goals. I mean, they've had two. They've drawn 2 blanks this season at home. But other than that, barring the 1-1 draw they had, they've scored twice every single time.
Mm-hmm.
The 15-8 here for me is massive on Ipswich, if I'm perfectly honest with you, with the fatigue that Middlesbrough will feel, even though the squad's quite big, the fatigue that they will feel with the fact that Ipswich are very, very hard to beat at home, with the fact they score at home more often than not, with the fact that they are really ramping up the form now. What, 3 wins from 5?
They were very good last week as well, admittedly against the Charlton side that were pretty poor.
They scored 5 before that.
They're just, again, they're the kind of side that when they are riding the crest of a wave, you've got to be with them because they just don't stop. Well, I say they don't stop, they do eventually. But once they're results take a turn for the worse, that's when you avoid them. But at the minute, they are flying.
The head-to-heads.
Yeah.
You know, all of this builds. I mean, so if you want to play the race to 2, Ipswich, you can get 23-20. But for me, the 15-8 Ipswich is fantastic. The draw no bet Ipswich is absolutely fantastic, which is even money. It was 10-11 yesterday, so it's got a little bit fatter. Mm-hmm. So even money Ipswich now. And ultimately, the enhanced odds here. We're calling them enhanced odds these days, of course, in place of the headline offers we were offering. They're now called enhanced odds. If you ever hear myself or Alex or on any of the podcasts or anyone talk about enhanced odds, it's in place of the headline offer these days. But Daryl Murphy to score and Ipswich to win is 6-1. So I fancy Ipswich to win, yeah? That's what I fancy.
Yeah.
If I fancy Ipswich to win, do I fancy Daryl Murphy to score? Well, he has scored 6 goals in his last 3 games, including a hat-trick, a brace and a single.
Mm.
So, yeah, I kind of fancy that, truth be told. Did he score last time that Borough went to Ipswich and lost? Yeah, he did. All of this together, that enhanced odds is unbelievable for me at 6-1. Mm. Daryl Murphy to score and Ipswich to win. I think it's unbelievable.
It's not... There are some where you look at, say, Messi for Barca, and you'll go, well, if Barca are going to win, the chances are he will score.
Yeah.
With this, it's less of a banker, but you're not getting anywhere near a banker price, if that makes sense.
No.
It's actually
like you said,
value bet.
Barring, say, Champions League final, or even then, you wouldn't get Messi to score and Barca at sixes.
No, I think that...
It's huge, that enhanced odd. That is absolutely a huge.
And is that your best bet in the game?
Yeah.
But the 15-8 on Ipswich is good anyway.
The draw no bet's the best one at even money. If we're talking about the best bet, I mean, my favourite is the 6-1 because it's a big price for a guy who's scoring goals and the team I expect to win. But if we're talking best rather than favourite, with the draws they've had at home, Ipswich draw no bet have to be the play. Even money.
Next up is Sheffield Wednesday against Derby. I say next up, this is actually the last game of the weekend on Sunday. Sheffield Wednesday are 9-4. The draw is 9-4, and Derby are 5-4. Again, some pretty informed sides here. Sheffield Wednesday went out of the cup in midweek against Stoke. Derby didn't play, and that could be key. They're in good form themselves at the minute. Very similar record to Middlesbrough, actually. They're next to each other in the table. They've got the exact same number of points. They've almost got the same goal difference. Well, they do have the same goal difference. They've almost scored and conceded the same amount. And in their last 5 games, they have won 4 games to nil and lost 1 to nil. Hey, stats, everybody.
Don't say stats, everybody, again. That's awful.
It's my catchphrase. Stats, everybody. No.
I think we could find a catchier catchphrase than it's stats, everybody.
It's stats. I think Derby will win this, but I don't think they're any kind of backable price. That's my take on it. What do you think, Pete?
I think Derby will win this. I don't think the price is fantastic. But ultimately, you are still getting odds against for a side of won 8 of their last 10 matches.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
No, that's true.
You know, I agree that the price at 5-4 isn't the sexiest price on God's green earth, but I do understand that when a team has won 8, drawn 1 and lost 1 of their last 10 matches, that they're probably pretty good value at 5-4. Wednesday, of course, played midweek in the League Cup and played pretty valiantly, but a bit like Middlesbrough, just outclassed on the evening.
Yep.
And therefore, again, you go, well, I know they've had a lot longer rest, going from Tuesday to Sunday rather than Borough Tuesday to Friday.
Yeah.
But still, with the form that Derby are in, if they're playing a Huddersfield or a Charlton, then do you know what? I'd maybe be tempted to go against them, but I'm not. The way they're playing, Butterfield, of course, got a brace against Hull. He's 9-2 anytime. I still like the likes of Vyman at 5-2. Chris Martin, obviously, at 8-5. If you look on the other side of things, you know, Lucas Zhao, Forestieri, but there is a little bit of discontent creeping in some areas of the Wednesday support. I mean, I think generally everyone's very happy with the direction that the club's heading in, you know, just outside the, just outside the playoff places on goal difference. In terms of the championship, yeah, they've only won, three of their last 8 or 9 games. So all of a sudden, you're rolling into this, the fact that the Wednesday actually aren't ripping it up at all. At the moment. So 5-4, I understand entirely what you're saying, but I think Derby are quite a good value. I'd actually play Derby in unders, though. They've barely been conceding recently. I'll take you through the list in a second.
Only 11 goals they've conceded all season. That is the joint best in the league with Hull. And we've spoken about how good Hull have been defensively recently. And you know, and bear in mind, Derby went to Hull last time and were very impressive, weren't they?
Well, 2-0 and were fantastic. Derby and unders is 16-5. The reason I've double-checked this now is because earlier on, it was 15-4. So now 16-5, a bit of a change, but not a giant one. But 16-5 is a really interesting play for that, because like we say, they're not conceding. And again, Wednesday's games aren't exactly a plethora of goals. I mean, we've had three overs back-to-back, Charlton, Huddersfield and Blackburn, but none of those have got defences like Derby have currently got. And of course, Derby conceded one in the last five games. So let's be fair, that 16-5 is good. The Martin to score and Derby to win, is this a headline offer that we... Damn. Is this an enhanced odds? Oh, I almost did it. Nearly. Is this an enhanced odds? I'm going to have to start thinking, because it's not... I love that enhanced... I like the enhanced odd.
Price.
But, yeah.
Enhanced price.
I might start calling it the enhanced odder.
What's the bet, Pete?
Good question. Chris Martin to score and Derby to win at 4-1. I mean, if you're looking at that, along with the Daryl Murphy one, at 6-1, I mean... Those are two fantastic prices, aren't they? Mm. I mean, obviously, because they're specials markets, you can't double them up. But they are fantastic value. 4 and 6-1 for those two eventualities.
In effect, you could double them up because they're at different times, couldn't you? You just couldn't do it manually.
You couldn't put on your slip together. Yeah, you could certainly. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they are, I mean, they for me are fantastic bets. And ultimately... You put all of Sheffield Wednesday's good play, and they are a good side, and everything's moving forward unquestionably under Carlos Carvajal. But 8 wins in 10, this is the kind of game where the Championship kills you, I guess, more often than not. But I have to be with Derby here.
Okay. We'll move to the 3 o'clock kickoffs on Saturday then. We've got four of those to look at, and we're going to start with Leeds against Hull. Leeds 11-4, the draw 11-5, Hull 11-10. Leeds, I trusted you.
You see, that was the error, wasn't it, though?
I know, a couple of weeks ago against Rotherham, and they were, well, very disappointing. They then lost at QPR, and quite a lot of disharmony in the ranks after that performance and result. Coming against a Hull side who have just lost their way a little bit of late, having looked like they were completely unflappable. I wouldn't say unbeatable, but just... very solid.
Unflappable's a good word.
Well, they beat Middlesbrough 3-0, and you thought, well, they're going to be very hard to peg back here. Then the draw at Bristol City was disappointing. The performance at home to Derby was slightly more foreseeable.
They went down to 10, of course, against Bristol City, didn't they?
And against Derby, they suffered with suspensions, a couple of injuries as well.
And a very, very, very good team.
And a good side. They come up against a less good side here in Leeds, but they're still a side, Leeds, who you... can't really trust either way.
No, but then, of course, in between all of this as well, Hull have been to, I think we can call a slightly better side in Manchester City and have been battered. But again, sometimes it's better in those games for teams like Hull to be battered, in my opinion, than narrowly beaten.
Rested.
But my thing is that if you go to Man City and you put everything into it and you just about lose out last minute 1-0, you come into this game heartbroken. You get battered by Man City. You come into this game going, well, that wasn't very good, but it's Man City. Yeah. And fair enough, we weren't ever close. And actually, in a weird way, from a sporting mentality, it's actually a bit better for me. Hull of the play, though, here. I think Leeds were... It was a little bit of... I was going to say Emperor's New Clothes, but I'm not sure that's the right simile here. But the point is that they lost to Blackburn, got blown away really quickly, didn't they? Mm. It took a wonder goal. It took an absolute wonder goal against Cardiff to beat them. You then get into a Yorkshire derby, where they play very well, deserve their 3-0 victory over Huddersfield. But again, with all due respect, Huddersfield aren't playing brilliantly right now. Mm-hmm. Then they come up against Rotherham. I know there was the X factor of Redfern that day. Bang, get beaten 1-0. And, of course, Evans and Rotherham. And then they come up against QPR. That game's 0-0 written all over it. Then Charlie Austin, four times in a row, left unmarked, corner, 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 bang, goal. You know, there you go. That's what happens. But Hull are that kind of side. There's no Berardi, of course, still here today. And Hull are going to hit him. They're going to hit him. They're going to do him. For me, there is no question about that. So actually, 11-10, I felt the same about Bristol City, of course. But I actually like this because the Bristol City result wasn't good enough, but they had a red card. Suspensions and injuries, of course, for Man City, but Man City's Man City. And I know that they play Tuesday night, but Tuesday to Saturday isn't as bad as we've spoken about the Wednesday and the Borough situation as well. And I think it took a wonder goal to beat Cardiff. They came up against a really struggling side in Huddersfield to beat them 3-0, then beaten by Rotherham, beaten by QPR. Hull, so under 2.5 goals in this match was 8-15 yesterday. It still is now. Mm-hmm. Hull, without question, are going to win this game for me. Again, I might be wrong. I've been wrong a lot in the past. But Hull have to be played here. So Hull and both teams to score, you'd ignore. because I don't. We've had their 2-0s, the Blackburn, the Rotherham, the QPR for Leeds. It took a wonder goal to beat Cardiff. So you wouldn't play the Hull and Bow team to score. I saw a couple of tweets about this this morning. People going, "Oh, what about Hull and overs?" Because it's a bit of a local derby, and it is a bit of a derby, but there's still not enough to suggest getting involved in Leeds scoring here. Hull and under 2.5 goals at 11-4. So a few rumblings behind the scenes about Leeds players being a tad unhappy as well about the way that training's been taken and so on and so forth. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. But those rumblings are never helpful, true or otherwise. But Hull and under 2.5 is 11-4. Hull on the outright is the play as well, of course, at 11-10. But ultimately, for me, despite this being a bit of a local derby, Hull the play.
Hull then the pick in that one. Bolton against Cardiff then is the next game that we're going to look at. Bolton are in the betting at 8-5. The draw is 11-5, and Cardiff are 7-4. Bolton, who we've already highlighted, have been struggling, but they're just getting a little bit less easy to beat, if that's a thing. They've drawn half of their games so far this season. They are hard to beat at home. They have only won once all season, and that remains the issue. But the fact that they've won one game from 18 and they're still not completely cast adrift at the bottom is a credit to their battling skills. They come up against the Cardiff side here who, for me, I don't like them. I don't think that Cardiff show anywhere near enough to justify being the price that they are to win this game. Yes, I can see that they're, you know, likely winners, but what did you make of it?
Draw.
Yeah.
It's rare that I come on here and play a game that I am just so sure it's a draw, because that means I think it's tight. And if I think it's tight, then it could theoretically go either way. But they've only lost once at home this season. The one game they did win at home was Wolves, wasn't it, at the Macron? And they are so hard to beat. And what I saw against Brentford on Monday night was genuinely very impressive. For a team who hadn't been paid that morning, I know that's all going to be sorted out, but for a team who hadn't been paid, to come out, to go 1-0 down, for a little while to look under the cosh against Brentford, and then not only to equalise, but look like they should have won it, was really impressive. But Cardiff, like you say, they're not an awful side. Not even close. But nor are they a phenomenal side.
No, they're not going to go up. They're not going to go down.
You know, the 10th, they've done, to be fair, they're only 2 points off playoffs, so fair enough. But they don't, I think, impressed. They've won one of the last five games. They shouldn't have lost to Leeds. That should have been a draw. Mm. They drew at Ipswich. You know, they drew against Burnley, which is, of course, a pretty admirable draw. They've only lost two away games of their last five. They've only lost three away games all season, with a lot of draws in there as well. So the draw here just jumps out and screams at you. If you had to go one way on this, I'd actually go Bolton's way. Okay. After what I saw on Monday night, this is a group of players who are playing for their manager, who are playing, I genuinely think, despite, you know, the argument we saw on Twitter with Gary Medine, ultimately, I mean, let's be fair, Medine probably shouldn't have taken that shot on, but anyway. 10-11, draw no bet Bolton. I'd rather go with them than I would Cardiff, because I saw so much battling, I saw so much, rather than skill, but just so much intent and desire and genuinely playing for their manager for me. So I would definitely go with that, without question. And despite there being some big guys in this Cardiff backline, I look further down. Set pieces is where Bolton looked so dangerous against Brentford. They had so many chances from set pieces. I know that the equaliser didn't come from a set piece, but it's still, that's where they look strongest. Look at David Wheater, anytime at 17-2. Look at Dorian Devitt, anytime 14-1. Don't look at Casado. He takes those corners. But the point is that that's where you've got to look. Even Prattley's a big guy, 100-30. You know, whether you look at Amiobi, Medine, Heskey, I don't want those guys, with all due respect, to carry my money in an anytime goal scorer market. But Feeney, you know, 9-5. Saw him play well the other night. But ultimately, if you are with Bolton, if you are with this game, you have to be with the draw or slightly with Bolton. After what we saw on Monday night, that's got to be the way you do this. Now, I think eventually it's untenable. Eventually, what's going on at Bolton will catch up with the players. I think it does happen. But I think they're still shielded from that. And Neil Lennon needs real credit for shielding them from that for such a long time. But 10-11 draw no bet Bolton. Draw and both teams to score at threes as well could be an interest. Because when I was looking at this, we saw the both teams to score draw against Brentford. We saw it against Leeds. We saw it against Brighton. We saw it against Forest. You know, we have seen that a lot this season at home. So have a look at that. Even though Cardiff don't score a huge amount away, just one in their last five, that could still be a play. But ultimately, draw at 11-5 the way in.
Okay. Burnley-Preston is the next game that we're going to look at. Burnley in 5th, Preston in 18th. Burnley coming off the back of 3 draws, some creditable. The away draw at Wolves, then home draw at home to Brighton, then the away draw at Cardiff. None of them bad results, I wouldn't have said. No. Coming across to Preston side, who draw lots of games. 9 so far this season. That's the joint most in the division with Blackburn and Bolton. So you could say that draw's likely here. It's priced up like this. Burnley 21-20, the draw 21-10, and Preston are 3-1. Which way do you see this one going? I think that Burnley could be great value here at odds against at home to a side that, yes, they're hard to beat, Preston, but interesting to see. Preston have conceded less goals this season than Burnley. Mm. But the reason that there's such a huge gap between them is that Burnley have scored exactly double the amount that Preston have. And
Preston's problem all season,
I just think Burnley will outscore Preston here.
It is a derby. Mm. It is a big derby this as well, don't forget. But I agree. Mm. I think Burnley are the play. There's loads of really good markets in this, by the way, first and foremost. Let's just take a moment to go towards the head-to-heads because of the derby nature of this match. It's not a bitter, bitter, bitter derby as such.
No, you've got Burnley-Blackburn and you've got Preston-Blackburn.
Burnley-Blackburn is
there.
They're there.
But it's certainly... It should still be pretty feisty.
You could walk between the two of them and it wouldn't take you more than an afternoon. It'd probably take you a while, like. Hmm. But, you know, also, just drive or get a taxi or a train. I mean, trains would probably take you...
Buses
are there.
Planes.
Bikes are really popular these days.
Scooters.
Some kind of Vespa, if you want to take a kind of an Italian approach to the whole thing.
Potentially.
But I agree, Burnley are the play. But the only thing I'd say is that last week, I know you weren't here last week for this, but what I said last week was that I felt that Fulham would outscore Preston. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. Mm. But ultimately, Burnley at 21-20 is a fantastic price, Alex. I mean, a properly fantastic price. Also, I saw Preston a lot last season. A very good side, but one man who sort of tore them apart a bit last season. And they struggled with defensively and got himself into some good goal-scoring positions, although he didn't bag against them, is Tendai Dariqua. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy has already been looked at by Premier League clubs. Now, I saw him last season in League 1. I saw him the season before in League 2. And a little like Sam Clucas, he is suddenly on the radar of loads of Premier League clubs. And Dariqua at 12-1 for a back line that struggled with him last season. Just struggled with him a little bit. I wouldn't say it was them apart, but they didn't look comfortable at any point with Tendai Dariqua. And he is already getting a huge amount of credit. He's already scored. He's getting plenty of assists. He's 12-1 any time. But you're right. Ultimately, do I think they outscore Preston? I do. There was a 4-3 very recently between these two sides. Well, fairly recently between these two sides as well. So I actually would look toward the overs goals because I think Preston do score. I don't think they score more than a goal, but I think they do score over 2.5, 6-4. But ultimately, Burnley have to be, for me, Alex, the play.
The final game that we're going to look at is Bristol City against Blackburn. Bristol City are 11-8. The draw is 12-5 and Blackburn are 19-10. Again, two sides that we have touched on so far in the podcast. And two sides, again, that are hard to beat. Bristol City have drawn 7 games out of 18 this season. Blackburn 9 from 18. That's half their games. And although they are on a good unbeaten run, once again, plenty of draws featuring in that. Bristol City, a creditable draw, as we mentioned, home to Hull.
Yeah.
Back that up with a really disappointing loss at Rotherham, who may or may not be resurgent, but nevertheless, you shouldn't be going there and losing as they did. They'll be keen to bounce back. They are good at home. But 11-8 isn't massively enticing. The draw, though, at 12-5, looks pretty big here.
It looks big, but this is a Blackburn win.
Okay.
This isn't my favourite bet of the weekend, but it almost is my favourite bet of the weekend.
Nearly 2-1, big price.
Yeah, I like Blackburn and both teams to score, which, again, just price changed a little bit, was 7-2. Yesterday, now 9-2, so I'm delighted that I didn't back it as I was planning to do yesterday, to play it at 9-2. The draw, no bet. 10-11, you know, maybe some of your slightly more cautious, understandably, there's nothing wrong with caution in betting. Some of the more cautious punters might want to play that. Because look at the forms here. So let's just go through the teams that Bristol City have played in the last 5, okay? Battered by Fulham, an okay to average side. Beat Wolves, a side who was struggling, but all right, okay average, but they're still struggling a bit. They've drawn at Bolton, which actually, theoretically, is a fair result with the way Bolton are getting draws at home. Mm. They drew against Hull. Great result. Brilliant result. But against 10 men. And they get battered by Rotherham. A resurgent side, an improving side, as you rightly say, a side have won 2 games back-to-back, but a side you'd still fancy yourself against, yeah? Mm-hmm. But on the whole, those aren't brilliant sides.
No, it's not. They're not outstanding.
Hull is the team there.
Yeah.
But other than that... And now, I'm not saying that Blackburn have been ripping it up against Brighton, Borough, Derby, Hull, Burnley. But they had a good, credible draw 2-2 against Sheffield Wednesday. They beat a poor side, but a side who were tricky in Preston. They drew against Brentford, who at the time, don't forget, were brilliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they weren't... You know, no, they're not going to... But their form was brilliant when they drew with Blackburn. They've been to St Andrews at Birmingham and drawn, and they've beaten Leeds 2-0, which is a result you'd imagine they'd get, but Elland Road's never easy. But ultimately, Blackburn's form has been decent. And also, they're under, of course, Paul Lambert now, who's starting to get his mark on the side. And they've been scoring goals. So if you're Bristol City, the last time you scored 2 goals in a game was at home on the 16th of October. Mm-hmm. If you're Blackburn Rovers, the last time you scored 2 goals in a game were 3 of your last 5 and the last 2 games you've played. Now, 19-10 for me is a genuinely really attractive bet. I actually think that Blackburn Rovers, you can call this a gut or otherwise. I don't think it is a gut bet because I think they actually are a very, very good play. But for me... Yes, you've got Rhodes at 29-20. You've got Delfuenesso at 12-5. Tom Lawrence is a good player. You can go further down if you want to look at players from set pieces. Of course, Rhodes, ultimately, at 29-20, is going to be your play, isn't he? I know that Hope Akpan has looked good as well, mind you. But, you know, it's not like Rhodes scored months ago. It was the game before last in which he bagged. But I really like them here because they've been playing tougher opposition and doing better against them. And Bristol City, you know, to be fair... As a side who've been promoted, you've just got to have this kind of form and you might survive, and that's fine. Mm. But for this game, almost 2-1, Blackburn have to be the bet for me.
Okay. Blackburn, the pick in that. Right, we'll move to the Naps then.
Mm.
I'm with Burnley this week.
I like
just
that.
Just on the outright. Not complicating it. 21-20. A very tasty price as far as I'm concerned. What about you?
One of 3 bets. Mm-hmm. All in the same game. Do I play Ipswich with a 3 out of 3 head-to-head win record against Borough at 15-8?
Mm-hmm.
Do I play the draw no better even money? Because sometimes it's better to be cautious and make profit.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I, as I'm about to...
I was going to say, I've started writing it down, so you better...
...play the enhanced odds on Daryl Murphy to score and Ipswich to win at 6-1?
Mm.
He has got 6 goals in 3 games. Ipswich have improved. Borough played Tuesday night and will be playing Friday, even though the squad's quite big, to be fair. But some key players, the likes of Downing and so on, played for Borough on Tuesday. Murphy's bagging for fun.
Mm.
Borough's record at Ipswich is awful recently. I'm not a massive fan of putting up huge, huge Naps, but when I was going through this and prepping this, I was just in a coffee shop over the road, and I was going through some markets, and I just kept going... Yeah, but it's not as good as 6-1 for Murphy and Ipswich, is it?
Mm.
Yeah, Blackburn's brilliant, and 19-10 is a brilliant bet, but it's not quite grabbed you like Daryl Murphy and Ipswich, is it? This is the biggest nap I've played this season.
Mm.
I don't think I'll make a habit of it, but I'm going to have 6-1 Daryl Murphy to score and Ipswich to win.
Okay, well, I'm glad that I played it safe then, because at least we're not going to have a stupidly priced treble. You would think. We'll have to see what Jason puts up. Of course, he's doing the FA Cup podcast, not the League One.
Yeah,
and there's some fascinating games. So make sure you listen to the other podcast just below us on the playlist here for all of his thoughts on the feature games this weekend in the FA Cup. So we'll see what he's napping. But for us at least, I'm with Burnley at home to Preston 21-20, and for Pete, it's Daryl Murphy anytime in an Ipswich win. At 6-1, and that is an enhanced price. You won't get that anywhere else. Right then, I think that's just about it for the Championship.
I mean, call it a day, can't we?
Yeah, I think so. We will be back next week with more Championship fun and frolics. But until then, have a very good week of betting. Best luck with whatever you go for this weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.